Hello, everyone. What a lovely day.
Hi, guys. Now, Corbin made fun of my intro last week, so I'll be making fun of his. Hello, everyone.
I was ramping up. I was getting going there, so I'm happy to be back. I don't know why I'm... Are you
he thought
happy
about
to be back?
Not coming back, guys. It's been a rough week.
Wasn't sure if I was going to get... ditched after my wife joined the podcast, but I'm back. So, all right. Today we're doing a bonus episode, Camry.
We are. We're doing The Great Outdoors with Disney characters. It is finally this weekend. We have been told that it's going to be warm enough. Well, it's been a warm-ish.
Where we live.
It's going to be almost in the like 80s, which is wow. I can't even imagine what that feels like. So it's time to get out there and to get after it with the outdoor activities, which are Corbin's favorite.
Well, the outdoors, yes.
Corbin loves sunshine and summer, but some outdoor activities are not his favorite.
Can I ask a question just because we're talking about weather? What is the threshold for wearing a jacket?
Oh, I'm always cold.
To me, it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
If it's anything below 80, bring a jacket because
that wind
a little
chill.
Breeze,
that wind chill
a little breeze
you.
Might
I'm always
haunt
cold.
You.
Except for when I go to bed and then my body's like 1,000 degrees.
Your body has issues.
It does.
It's so confused.
I've got such big problems. But anyways, yeah, so that's my weather threshold. Okay. So we have a list of all of these fun outdoor activities, and we're going to pick one Disney character to do them with, and then... You guys can decide on Instagram. You guys can vote and decide whose pal for the activity is the best choice.
And you can share with us your pals because maybe we missed somebody.
That's quite possible.
I try to be fairly comprehensive in looking through these lists of characters, but I'm sure you guys have some good suggestions. So.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a doozy, Corbin.
Well, can I jump in real quick?
You keep doing that, so yes.
With a lot of these, the name Goofy just kept coming to mind.
I will agree
every
with that.
Single one of them.
I can't do everything with Goofy, though.
Yeah, you can't. And the reason why is, first of all, because we watch him in his little shorts do all these different activities. But the problem with Goofy is I don't think I'd want to do it with him because I would always just be anxious. Not because he'll get hurt, because he's always fine. He just flops around and he never gets seriously hurt. But my problem would be all of the damage that he causes to the land and the products and the equipment that you're using. And so I would not want to have to deal with people, angry owners of these various activities. So that's why I did not pick Goofy for any of them.
You didn't pick Goofy at all?
Not once.
All right.
Because I don't want to deal with the aftermath.
You're taking this far too seriously. Let's just state that right off the bat. Corbin is taking this far too seriously. And then I will go into my list and you'll be like, wow, Cameron, you took this far too seriously. But, okay, so Corbin doesn't have
Goofy
at all.
Well, why are we doing this if we're not going to take it seriously?
I have Goofy for one, but we'll have to see which one it is.
Okay,
so,
all right.
I'm going to start off. We did 10 each, but there is a wild card in there. And so I'm going to start at the bottom of my list and work our way
up. Okay. She's switching gears on me, trying to confuse me. Hold on a second. Okay. I think
Or do
I'm
you want
ready.
Me to start at the top? I can start at the
top. No, not now. Now I'm really confused.
Okay. All right. So Corbin, which Disney character would you want to go horseback riding with?
Okay. This is the one I added last second.
Which I think was a really good one.
Thank you. Horseback riding, my pal that's going to be horseback riding with me will be Baymax. I need medical intervention constantly.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And every time he's asked...
He'll just be pumping Benadryl into your system.
And whatever other drugs are there to help me so that I can be somewhat conscious for the ride.
Yeah.
And if whenever he asks, are you satisfied with your care? I'll be like, nope.
Nope.
Not yet.
More Benadryl.
So I think that's the only way that I could successfully ride a horse for a prolonged period of time and kind of enjoy it is if Baymax was there.
Aww.
And I was also picturing Baymax riding a horse next to me.
That's
think it'd
really
be very
cute.
Fun.
Yeah, he would just kind of fall off because he's full of air.
He would just kind of flop along, you know, with the momentum.
That's very cute. See, I went Disney horse. I was like, Kate, which Disney horse do I want to ride if I'm going horseback riding?
Ooh, that's a good choice because I don't think I would be allergic to them.
They're CGI, so I think that's within the realm of possibility.
I might have to throw out a random thought here, but go ahead.
So I had to go with Maximus, I mean, he's fast. He's intelligent. He's so much fun. You have to pick Maximus.
Do you want to go fast?
Yeah.
He does jump off of cliffs, but you do survive.
And he's just so cute. I love Maximus because he's like a dog, and I love dogs. So getting to like ride a horse that has the personality of a dog is like the cutest thing ever.
You, we've talked about this, ranking the horses. I think there's a bonus episode here where we maybe we have different scenarios of horses.
Yeah.
For example, the Lone Ranger, which Disney horse would you? Mm. And you can only pick one for each. You can't pick one for every single. So that's maybe something we can talk about. Horseback riding. I think that's a little bit more literal. I was thinking of someone on a horseback next to me.
I think your choice for you was very good.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
There's no one else that can go horseback riding with you because you would die.
Yes.
All right. Next up, we have stargazing. Corbin, who do you want to go summertime stargazing with?
This was probably one of the more difficult ones for me.
Okay. Because the answer is not your wife, so you felt bad?
Well, so I took it from a intellectual perspective. Like, I think... stars are very fascinating.
Oh, I've got an answer for you then.
The obvious answer was Dr. Doppler.
It has to be Dr. Doppler.
I think he would just annoy the crud out of me.
He would. He totally would. But it has to be him.
I mean, he would have so much excitement to share this knowledge, but too much excitement, and you're just like, you know what? I was just looking for nice, like someone just kind of talking, and it wasn't annoying. So this is what I came up with. I'm going to step outside of the animated realm here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Jarvis from Iron Man. I want a computer that is talking to me. I like Jarvis's voice.
Jarvis has a really nice voice.
And he's not going to annoy me.
Okay, so it's the computer version. It's not the human version from Agent Carter.
Sure, no.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Corbin, you would love it. Okay.
It's the computer. So I can scan the constellations, and then he can provide his insights.
That was deep.
It's not very romantic.
It doesn't have to be romantic.
Well, that's the direction you were taking.
Well, no, I'm not. I wasn't going romantic, but it was just like, I think stargazing, you're right. Like it's companionship, right? It's got to be the right type of person.
Yes.
Or else it can get annoying and awkward. So I actually picked Rapunzel because I feel like she's somebody who would like match my level of awe and just be so excited by
it.
Also I feel like Rapunzel, like she doesn't have to talk about stuff. Like she can just like take it in, but then also she loves to learn. So like we also could talk about stuff.
I think that's
so there'd be a good balance.
That's a solid choice. I did not think about the component of the awe.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you don't want to be with somebody who's just kind of like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like,
yeah,
no,
this is that
be,
constellation.
You
want to
be somebody
that's
pumped about it and that's excited.
There's a shooting star, whoopee.
She's been in her tower forever. She'd be so excited to go stargazing with you.
Okay, I like that. That's a good choice. Okay. So we'll have Jarvis and Rapunzel after we take a long horseback ride with Maximus. Oh, you're going very Rapunzel heavy.
I am. I'm going to start veering away, though. Don't get...
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so our next summer outdoor activity is a bonfire, Corbin. We're having a bonfire... Who are you having your bonfire with?
I'm going to divulge some things here that is not going to make our mother happy.
Oh, yes.
You remember the bonfire that I took you to with
my
friends?
At the Dumars?
Yes.
Yes. That I called the bomb fire because I was 9 and
didn't
know what was happening.
Well, we did have gasoline there.
Oh, very much so.
There was a very big flame, and it was awesome. It was not me. I was just witnessing it. With my little, what are we, like 10 years old?
I was like 9, yeah. And you were in high school. I was like, yay!
I was like, this is so cool, and I'm very scared. So I went with Boba Fett.
Whoa.
He is going to be in his back to tank. I'm going to wear the suit so that I could just light things on fire.
You just want his flamethrower,
yes,
wrist
the flamethrower,
arm thing.
And so we could set up
who
some really
you were
cool.
A pyro?
I do, yes.
Wow.
A little bit of pyro
this
in there.
This is really cool. I like this.
So Boba Fett, the person, is not invited. He needs to be somewhere else because I need to use his suit. So there you go.
Ouch. That's like, wow. She's like, I don't want you here, but can I use your outfit?
Well, yeah. What's wrong with that? It's so awesome. It's a cool outfit. He'd probably just totally get it. He'd be like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Just don't ruin it.
Okay. All right. Well, my answer is really lame now because it's like, oh, I picked Jane from Tarzan because I feel like she would be like just super funny with a bonfire. But once you get the bonfire going, and you get the flames, then you can just like sit and relax and have a good time.
Well, that's
eat some food. No,
but here's the thing. Bonfires are not about relaxation.
Once you get it going, they can't. Yeah, it's but just it's so, cool to chill around the fire.
It's so big, you can't get that close to it. You're either your face is on fire, melting, and your back is freezing.
Well, you have to sit
further
away. So
you
got to
play with it. You know, take the tennis ball doused in gasoline and throw it through
the
flame.
I would love to. I'm just having this image of me and Jane having a lovely time. And you in the background with a flamethrower arm just throwing the fire all over the place.
Hey, I could guarantee that if there's a group of people there, they're going to be watching us.
I almost said bring Mushu, but it just felt too obvious to bring Mushu
well,
to a bonfire.
Pathetic.
I know.
Remember when his little flame? <He's> like, <"Whoo!"> Look at that.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with Jane because I feel like she would just be fun to hang out with.
Okay.
It'd be a great time.
You're really focusing on the quality time here.
I well, it's going to start to deviate here, but those okay. two, yes, those last two.
All right.
All right. Our next one.
We might have the same one on this next one.
We don't. I can guarantee we don't.
Okay.
The next one is mountain biking.
Are you going to go first this time?
I will go first this time.
Okay.
Guys, I want to go mountain biking with Goofy. I just want to watch it happen. I'm having images in my brain of some cartoon character when they're going up and down on the hill. The bike is going down, but their body is staying up. I feel like Goofy mountain biking would be, that is the short that I want to see in my life. It would be hilarious. And I always, whenever our nieces and nephews go mountain biking, they always come back with great stories. And I am excited to join them this summer in their adventures because there's always just like hectic crashes all over the place. And it makes me laugh.
Mountain biking is funny because usually there's at least one person that is carrying their bike down the mountain.
Yeah.
With Goofy, you wouldn't have to worry about that because I think he'll just roll to the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, he'll just like take the trees with him yes. and the boulders.
So yeah. he'll clear a path for you.
Yeah. Straight shot. No switchbacks.
And he'll just be happy this he'll be happy
You're not
this
doing
whole
switchbacks.
Time. Oh my gosh.
So I had to do it. I was like, that's the one for Goofy. That's okay. the one.
I decided to go with Alberto from Luca.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Alberto.
He is so amazing.
With this type of an activity, you need someone that reminds you to silencio Bruno.
Yes, yes. Someone who's just like, we're doing this. Let's go.
We're going to have fun. We're yep. going to experience life.
Yep.
We might get hurt, but who cares?
Oh, Corbin, I love that.
And I want them to be homemade bikes.
Yes.
That
that's
we
part
make
of
together.
The fun.
Yes. Oh. With a jump. Oh, brilliant. That is one of the sneaky greatest little scenes in all of Disney is Alberto jumping his, what is
it? They're trying Vespa, to make a Vespa. Yeah.
Their Vespa off that ramp. I love that.
I totally forgot about him in the Silencio Bruno. Oh my goodness. I take it back. I need him for like all of these.
I know because we're such
cowards.
We tend
to be a little more, we're not cowardly. I think we're just cautious. And I need people in my life who are like, throw it to the wind. Like, let's go.
Let's have fun.
I need Albertos. Okay. Next. We're going to take a little break from all the fun activities. We're going to have some food.
We got to refuel.
We're going to have some barbecue. Corbin, who do you want to be barbecuing with?
I'd be very curious to see what Remy from Ratatouille could come up
no.
with when barbecuing.
No.
Hey, come on.
He's like a French chef. It's going to be like really little portions and all class up. And I want Texas barbecue where it's a mess and it's huge.
I just want to see what he can come up with. Mm-hmm. The crossover. When we watch these cooking shows, you like to watch these cooks get into places and into environments and using food that they're not familiar with and see what happens. I would be very curious to see what Remy could come up with at a barbecue.
I would be more curious. I want to see Little John do a grill.
And it's going to be delicious.
I feel like Little John could rock a grill. I mean, the man eats well, obviously. So
wait, are we talking Robin Hood?
Yeah, Little John from Robin Hood, put an apron on him, put him in front of him. Can't you just see him doing like the dad vibe thing with like the grill in front of
no,
him?
No, I can't.
He would
singe his eyebrow and then suck on his thumb.
Which
and
is
be
part
sad.
Of the joy of barbecuing. It's like a bonfire.
Nothing
You're not
would
just
get
like
done.
Making
I
meat.
I don't have confidence that he could actually complete a meal.
I think he loves food and I have confidence in him that he could do some good barbecue. He gives me the like... These guys down in Texas with a huge beard, just a huge person, and they just know how
to
do it.
Oh, I was totally on the wrong track. Sorry. I was thinking Prince John. You said Little John.
Little John.
Okay.
Little
okay,
John.
Okay, yes. I
bear.
Agree. Okay, there we
Big
go.
Big bear, guys. Are you in the... Are you
like,
with
wait,
me? Corbin's
little
not.
Little John sucking thumb.
Little John.
My bad.
is...
No, I agree with that. That's,
is
I, okay.
doing my barbecue. I think he'd love it.
I don't know. He's got that like random carrot in his soup or something. What is that all about?
It's okay.
There's some sketchy stuff going into these.
Gotta have flavor. At least it's not laundry or socks, you know? I trust him. Ooh. Like I said, he looks like he eats well, so I think he knows how to do some good barbecue.
He looks like he eats well. Well, he is a bear. Lots of berries.
Okay. So now that we've refueled, it is time to go on a big grand adventure. We're going to go backpacking, Corbin. Who are we going backpacking with?
Okay. Again, obvious choice for me, Eeyore, because boy, he can pack no one's business, but I feel bad. So I'm not going to pick Eeyore. Although I do like having someone that's an Eeyore next to me because then I can be happy to kind of balance them out.
Oh, that's an interesting.
It is a personality flaw that I have. I'm the contrarian. I'm going to go with Ant-Man because we're going to use the Pym particles to shrink everything down, shrink the house. Then whenever we get to where we want to go, we blow it all up again and we can stay at our beautiful house out in the wilderness. Pretty pumped.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of like a footprint we'll leave behind when you
leave. After you were so worried about like, I feel bad about having Goofy wreck havoc wherever he goes, and Corbin wants to blow up his house every time he has to make camp.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm excited for the Ant-Man and Pym particles.
Wow, Corbin, you've really thought through this. My answers are like really coming out stale here.
I'm going to go with Cinderella.
I want to backpack with Robin Hood. I feel like he's got a good vibe. You don't want to go backpacking with people like Eeyore.
He seems like a minimalist to me.
Who are just going to be like whiny and complain the whole time. You want somebody who's like upbeat, has got a good vibe, very competent and can take care of you. And I'm okay if he's a minimalist. Like we can make it work.
He's just like, I got my bow. What else do we need? I'll kill some game.
It would be like Alone. You'd be like on an episode of Alone, but it would be Alone with Robin Hood. And it would just be you and some sticks and him. Or like Bear Grylls. But he's more fun, I feel like, than Bear Grylls. So it would be...
Robin Hood is more fun than Bear Grylls.
Don't you think Robin Hood has like a funner personality than Bear Grylls?
Mm.
It would be a good time. And it would be an adventure. But he also is very caring and like would want to make sure that you're doing good.
Here's a question. So you set up camp, which is like you and a couple sticks.
Yeah.
And then he pulls out his little guitar or something. His merry men show up.
Oh, yes.
And he invites you to dance.
They're all invited.
Would you dance?
With Robin Hood?
Yes.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I'd be terrible at it, but yeah.
I would like to see that. it's some
strange
universe.
Do I have to do
universe.
The dance that Maid Marian
yes,
does
you do.
In that outfit?
You have to look longingly into his eyes
no,
with your
I'm
little
not
ring, the pinky ring.
The pinky ring. No, I think, if the Merry Men get to come too, that's a party. I like this. This has just turned into a...
Well, just keep the music and the noise down while I'm in my house.
Yeah, Corbin's like, darn neighbors.
Get off my front yard.
We're all like, we're in the middle of nowhere. It's no one's front lawn. All right. Corbin has brought his house with him, so he can just like do this wherever he goes. We are now going to do a bit of gardening. Got a little summer gardening. Going to put some vegetables, flowers, pick some fruits in the fall.
Fruits.
So, Corbin, who is going to help you garden this summer?
This is kind of a cheat. I'm cheating on this one,
I
will admit. I am going to have Tafiti come and garden for me.
Oh, that is cheating. Wow.
Because I don't have the patience to plant a seed and like wait for it to grow. So I'm just going to have her put her fingers in the dirt.
You're like, yes.
Immediately.
Success.
There's this beautiful, lush forest around me.
Ta-da!
And the bonus is that if someone shows up that I don't want to be at my house or be visiting, just pull out the heart of Tafiti. She turns into Taka. And scares the crud out of them.
Wow.
Get off my lawn, and then we keep gardening.
Okay. So you're not actually gardening is your solution to this. You're sitting there like, give me a plant, and she'll do it.
Coconuts, bananas, delicious.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pumped.
Fair enough. To each their own. my gardening companion is going to be Grandmother Willow from Pocahontas.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because she knows... the wisdom of nature and how it all works, but she doesn't have arms. So I'll be the arms. I'll do it.
You'll be the labor.
Yeah, I'll be the labor, and she can just walk me through it, and she'll give me wisdom about life along the way.
And she would be funny, too.
Yeah. I would just love to hang out with her.
She's a good companion.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the bonus. If you get tired of her, you just walk away.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Come back. Hey, companion.
I'm not done talking. Well, I guess if she gets tired of me, she'll just disappear into her tree.
Oh, that's right. She does do like a...
Yeah.
Was that a swivel
but
or
I just
something?
Would love to, I need that wisdom in my life, and she'll I'll be her arms.
That's a good
I'll
call.
I'll plant things. All right. We have a few more. We're going to just do a right we went from backpacking, we're going to bring it down a couple notches. We're just going to go camping. Just camping. We're not running all over the mountains. Simple camping. Corbin, who do you want to go camping with? Oh, the enthusiasm on Corbin's face right now is just
oh, camping. This is a sore subject, and I'm regretting what I picked because it's not about how they would camp. It's how it's the person I would be with. Might be a little, anyways, Pete from the Goofy movie, bring up the RV.
Oh my gosh.
Got the bully anyone?
You basically said I want convenience over companionship on that one because who wants to hang out with Pete?
A lot of these choices, there's no companionship whatsoever. Like with Boba Fett, please leave.
Yeah, I want
with
your outfit.
With Pete, I'm hiding from him. Because I don't want to deal with his whatever it is.
His RV. Oh, his RV is huge.
I think I'm starting to regret already my list because you are going to have a great time, some quality discussions with the folks that you're with. I've just got a lot of like robots, computers.
Corbin
and
doesn't
want to
hang out with.
I don't want to be around. And I don't even know. Does Tafiti talk? She just screams when she's angry.
I don't. She doesn't talk in the movie, I don't think.
I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah, you're...
I might need
hey.
To do a do-over on this one.
Nope. You've locked it in. I feel better now because I was feeling really dumb about my list because I was like, it's the people I'm hanging out with. And no, Corbin's like, no, this is what I want. And I'm like, dang it.
Just try to make my life easier and inadvertently made it terrible.
I will say this one is the one that I don't regret, but in terms of like companionship, it may not be the best. But I picked Shang because, I mean, he's just going to like, he knows how it's done. That's all they do in Mulan is that they camp. He's got the business. He knows how it all goes down and works out. He is a bit of a stick in the mud, though. So that might be a little bit hard.
This reminds me of scout camp when it was like an organized scout camp.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like a schedule.
Rules.
And
oh,
you had to go to these classes at this time.
That's
and if you
true.
Didn't go, there was some stupid consequence. Like you don't get a badge.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
So I think Shang would be that guy.
Shang may be a little, I would have to loosen him up a little bit. I would definitely have to.
Check this out. What if we got you, me, Shang, and Pete camping together? That might get
Can
a little explosive.
Can you imagine Shang? We would just be sitting there like eating and they'd be screaming at each other. We'd just be like, what have we done?
Oh, worlds my collide.
Goodness. That would be intense. That would be intense. Okay. While we're camping, Corbin, we're going to do a little bit of rock climbing.
Okay.
So who do you want to go rock climbing with?
I like how I have to do I have to offer mine first all the time, but I'm okay with that. Whatever. This one, rock climbing. I'm more of a free climber. I don't like ropes.
Okay. A boulderer. You like to boulder.
Like free solo.
Yeah.
Alex
no,
Honnold.
Yeah. Corbin doesn't free solo. Just... So you're all clear.
Well, I did have an experience where we went to a ropes course. Everybody in our group was rock climbing or they were climbing the wall. And I just was like, I don't want to wait. I don't want to have to belay. I don't want to have to get the ropes on and the harness. And it's just a big ordeal. And so, a few hours later when it was dark, I went over to the rock wall, started climbing. And then randomly some dude turns on this spotlight. I'm like 10 feet in the air, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? Get down. So I was really enjoying myself, just not tethered, and it was very embarrassing. So that was the end of my free soloing career. people yelling at me, like I was like 10 feet
like
off the
ground.
Like
you were a criminal.
It was a little startling, though, because I looked down, and I was like, I didn't realize I was this high. So they probably saved my life, so thank you, but you also embarrassed me. But with that all said, I want to rock climb with an exoskeleton, so I'm going to go with like an Iron Man or a Spider-Man
so
I can use their suit.
So you can do whatever you want and not have
to. And if I fall, Jarvis or whatever device is saving me.
Wow, again with the robots.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if you had an exoskeleton while you were rock climbing?
Here's
you didn't
the thing,
need ropes?
Though. I mean, if you're in the Iron Man suit, why are you rock climbing?
No.
I would be flying around in that thing.
No. Remember, with the suit, you just rock climb. It's not on you. And then when you fall, that's when it
oh,
you.
So you don't want the suit on. You want the suitcase thing, like, sitting there waiting to catch you if you fall.
The wristbands that then save me if I fall.
Okay.
I think this is a brilliant idea. I'm pretty pumped about
it. I'll be honest. If that was the case, then I would like get halfway up and purposely jump off.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have the suit catch you and then you fly off.
Yeah.
And then the flying's funner than the rock climbing.
It's all great. It's a great experience.
Okay.
You caught the vision. Congratulations.
Corbin, his imagination is running wild today. I'm very impressed. For rock climbing, I just picked Tarzan because I feel like I
could
trust
him. Won't be able to
keep
up.
Well, no, he's going to belay
me. Oh,
he'll
save you.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like you want somebody that's trustworthy. And that is also very capable to be rock climbing with because, you know, it's a partnership thing. And I feel like I could trust him. I also have Pocahontas, same type of vibe. I feel like I could trust her to, like, she loves it, but she also gets the risk. And so she's like, it's okay, I gotcha.
She's kind of insane, though. Like, when
she jumps off that cliff.
She
does like to jump off cliffs.
I mean, was that like a thousand foot cliff?
She could, like, work me up to that point, though, right? So she's like, we'll start at your level, but, like, let's see if we can get you to the point where you follow me off the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would die because I'm human.
Call. I think Tarzan would look at you though and laugh at you for having a rope.
Oh, probably. Maybe he could teach.
And he
me
would
how
grunt
to...
at you and talk.
That was the thing I was thinking about. Was I don't know if the communication would be.
He'd be like
with
belay
Tarzan.
On. He's like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he would be like all tangled in the ropes. Maybe not the best.
Well, and the loincloth as well. Are you done?
There you go.
Are you to the top yet? I don't dare look.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right. On our list, we have two more. I only have one more because I.
You want to do the horseback riding?
Yeah.
I got the last two. So if you
okay.
want.
Okay. So my last one, it's going to be fishing. Corbin, who do you want to go fishing with? And I will go first if you want me to go first.
Sure, why not? Fishing's was probably one of the hardest ones for me. So I'm curious.
Fishing was the last one I came up with, but I feel really good about my answer. Okay. I am taking Doug from Up. I'm going to take Doug. I want to do all of these things with Doug, quite honestly, because he is the cutest dog, and he talks, and it just breaks my heart because he looks like Bo, our dog we had when we were little. And I just want to hang out with Doug, so I'm going to take Doug fishing.
There's got to be a better dog.
No. He is the cutest. Are you kidding me? He's the best.
I just the voice thing.
Nope.
It's
I'm taking Doug.
The voice.
He's
voice.
Just going to sit there and
he
would
talk
love
the whole time.
He would love to
I
like.
I want silent companionship from a dog, not a talking yapping.
You can turn him down, but he would just love to go frolic in the water. He can just sit next to you. I would love it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I approve.
No, you don't, but that's fine.
Reluctantly, I will let you have it.
Who are you going fishing with?
I'm
going
to go, well, fishing is dumb, first of all. Let's be clear. I have a lot of stories from scouts coming on into this outdoors because that's my outdoor
Corbin's
life.
Yeah.
Going up into the Uintas, going to a lake, and apparently you can catch fish all the time.
Oh, my God.
And you're looking down at the fish just swimming around. You take your line with the food on it, and you drop it right in the middle of them, and they do not bite. What is going on?
I mean, I've never caught a fish, so I can't say, but that I would pay money to watch you get frustrated over this.
That's stupid.
That sounds so funny.
Idiotic fish. So now I'm the dummy.
Oh, they're idiotic. I was going to say, maybe
it's
you're the
food.
One.
Eat the food on the hook. So fishing is dumb.
Oh, that's too funny.
So fishing is all about the company. It's about the companionship.
Yeah, or the quiet environment. Yeah. Just being out there doing something. Anyways,
so,
proceed.
And I want to go with somebody that actually can do something, like catch the fish and take
you
care.
You want somebody who can
prep
teach you how
fish
to do it.
So we can eat it later.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit there and they can tell stories and do all the work and I'll just enjoy the time.
You're,
so,
just there to
I
bond.
Picked Mitch and Hecky.
From
The Parent Trap.
Oh my gosh, Corbin, that is so good.
And for some strange reason, when you watch The Parent Trap and they're eating that fish, it looks really good.
It does, because they want more.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want more.
This looks delicious. But I can't catch a fish. So I need Mitch and Hecky there.
Mitch and Hecky.
And I think they'd tell some funny stories.
You know what? I would do any of these activities with Mitch and Hecky. Probably, honestly, I would rather go, well, the two of them together, you're right. They would play off each other and then the stories would start to come out. Oh my gosh.
But anything would be funny with them because even those awkward conversations like they have in the Parent Trap, that would just be funny too.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So get them out of their element. It'd be hilarious. In their element, they take care of you.
Yeah, backpacking, horseback riding, camping, the whole shebang.
They're the best.
Any of them.
Get in a Jeep. Live at their house.
Oh, we should have done that.
I want their house.
We should have done jeeping. Oops.
Okay.
Oh, well.
There's my fishing pals.
Okay. Corbin, that's such a good one. You picked the right people.
Thank
you. Picked the right people. Okay, the last one that I didn't answer because I was like, me, I'm going horseback riding. Water skiing, Corbin. Who do you want to go water skiing with?
Okay, again, I'm going to take this a completely different direction. I don't love boating. It makes me a little anxious.
Does all boating this, make you anxious?
It does. All this water around you and you're sitting on this little machine with a propeller that'll cut you up into pieces.
I've never been water skiing. I have been wakeboarding way back in the day. I was okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't great.
I couldn't get up
but
on
I
the wakeboard.
But I love tubing. Tubing is so fun.
Tubing was kind of fun. And then I looked around at the mountains of water around you and they're trying to dump you.
That is true. There is a little bit
You know that there's a maniacal person at the controls trying to kill you.
It's so funny though.
It's funny to watch. So I'm a little uneasy with boating. So what I decided to do is I'm going to go with Frank Wolf from the Jungle Cruise.
I haven't seen this movie, guys.
Reason why is because their boat has a nice little underneath area where there's a little office and a little place where you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to go skiing with that boat so I can go down below. And not have to ski, but we're boating. We're outdoors, right? But
are you outdoors though? If you're indoors,
but
you're
I'm inside
in the boat,
taking a nap.
I don't think that's outdoors.
Every once in a while, come out. I don't even know if you could pull somebody on skis on that thing. But I like that.
I love that Corbin's outdoor activities have turned into how can I take my house and how can I be inside while doing this outdoor activity.
Oh, it's
I don't
so
think
true.
That's how outdoor activities work.
That's how outdoor activities work for me.
But
okay.
That's you made it work for you. I'm very proud. Yeah, see, I didn't even try and come up. I was just sitting there and I was like, I don't know who I would want to go water skiing with. I don't know. I can't.
I mean, the obvious choice is Goofy, right? Because you can watch him.
But
you,
we've already seen him do that.
He turns into a helicopter with his skis.
Yeah.
So those are my choices. And I played the entire game.
You did. So you didn't wimp out at the end.
I get
like
11
I
out of 10.
Ugh, you overachiever. All right, guys. These are our answers for who we are going to be doing these outdoor activities with. Ha, ha, ha.
If only.
If only Corbin could go backpacking with Ant-Man and shrink his house down and then have it unshrink in the middle of the mountain. It'd be great.
It'd make for great pictures. People would be blown away. How did you get that?
You're like, you know.
It's not Photoshop, I promise.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we hope this inspires you guys. Get out there, Corbin.
Do it your way.
Corbin says, do it your way.
Don't apologize.
You know what? I respect that. Do it your way. Enjoy the great weather that's coming. We have been waiting here so long for warm weather. Again, we're both kind of wimpy. Like, I'm always cold, but I'm so ready for 80 degrees.
Pumped for
it. It's going to be so good.
So next week.
Next week, we are going to be watching Finding Nemo. Going to
go outdoors.
Into the
ocean. Is that outdoors? Is it? Because you're in the water?
Yeah. You're not in a structure.
That's deep.
But we're going to watch Finding Nemo. It feels like a very summery Pixar movie. Though now that we've talked about Luca, I'm like, can we watch Luca again? But Finding Nemo it is. We will see you guys next week. This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram @TheNeverlandFiles. Thanks for listening.